and music. Sports and music. Sports and music.
Yeah.
Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Balling with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. 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 S&M all day.
Yo, yo, what it do? What's good, world? Welcome to another episode of Sports and Music with the boy Mo Egger on Easy Way Broadcasting. Y'all already know how we do it. Sorry, we missed you guys last week. You know, we have some things we got to take care of on our end, you know, so. But we back again, once again, for another great episode of Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Have a few talented guests on today. The great Geo Mighty Storm, one of the dopest, well-known producers, you know, that we have musically. You know, he used to be with Dr. Dre back in the day. Pittsburgh native, you know, one of my good friends. You know, he's actually been a good inspiration to me. You know, he's helped me a lot, you know, just my production as a young producer. And, yeah, we're going to have him on. And we have FMS Automotive, Mr. Rory, coming in to talk to us about FMS Automotive. They're doing some really good things. You know, they're actually doing, they manufacture parts for Audi and Volkswagen. So I pretty much partnered up with them doing some of your guys' music, man, and we've been putting together some really good things over the last couple months, and I'm proud to be able to have those guys on. So I need you guys to continue to stay tuned. You know, it's BET week out here in LA, so you know it's gonna be a lot going on. So stay tuned for some of the events. I don't even know what events I'm going to yet, if I go to any at this point, you know. But, you know, it's going to be a good time for us to get out here and network. A lot of people come in from out of town just to come to the BET Awards and, you know, check out what's going on in L.A. But I'm going to bring on Geo after this song. And the name of this song is called Back When by myself, Mo Egger. And make sure you guys go check out the website. You know, we're continuing to revamp it every single week at moegger.com. And all of my previous shows from here are on my website. So make sure you guys go check out some of the old shows and, you know, catch up some of the things that we have talked about in the past. And, you know, Easy Way Broadcasting all day. Let's get it, man. This is Back When featuring Sam Hook and Major Williams. Major Williams is actually signed to Fox City Records. That's Jamie Foxx's record label. And Sam Hook is actually one of the well-known songwriters out here in Los Angeles, California, doing some special things. And he's done some records for Chris Brown, Lloyd, The Game, you know. List goes on. But here it is, Back When.
I'm getting shots up. 5 a.m. in the morning, I'm making beats. I gotta get my stock up. 8 a.m. class, only got an hour of sleep. I gotta go, cause Coach Izzo might pop up. I grind it hard to bring that mail back. Cause either that or just depend up on that Pell Grant. Cutting the hair for $5 and slinging beats for like $100. Cookouts on that dorm flow, I gotta beat them stomachs. 18, child support stopped coming. Pops passed away, I guess the cancer done it. Just to keep it 100, I ain't cry at first, but the tears came late like I'm peeling onions. Tired, feeling like I did 100 runyons back when the world was cold and it was cold, but I feel that warmth is coming. And it's still freezing, like that Christmas evening, when I passed out in that practice and I wasn't breathing. In the spittle for like 3 days, 100 tubes connected under my PJ. Huh, all I really wanted was NBA, or maybe meet day, but instead I met.
Back when the world was so cold, that I would stay up all night, instead of dreaming about the door,
old shit again. Posted up in South Dallas, dreaming of a dream to flex my hustle and get out of here. Shy boy, Sue boy, quiet boy, fire boy. Real deal, I hold my own. Nope, I won't retire, boy. Underrated, overlooked, flash with my gut looks. Killing beats, hella hooks, family members, my own crooks. Mama called a murder case, charming smile, beat the case. Couple years, another case, dry some tears from her face. Be your man, take my place. Full throttle, wicked pace, check myself like Pastor Mace. Evil forces in my gut, keep me thinking with my heart. But my heart, knowing I'm broke, never laughing, crooked smile. I'm waiting on my time to come. Failure's my fear, to have my talent, I can't be a bum. Be a bum and blow up, more success is coming soon. Hip hop is calling me, I'm flavor with my own trend. It's my shot, my time. It's only right, I'm gonna win.
Back when the world was so cold, so cold, that I would stay up all night, instead of dreaming about the door, oh, I would go out and fight.
Yeah, man. Hey, hate on anything in the world but progress, yeah. We still got a long way to go. Yeah, but that's only what you make it.
Yes, yes, we back once again with the boy Mo Akers, Sports and Music. Man, that was one of my records off my last album, Back When, featuring Major Williams and Sam Hook. Yeah, man, I was talking about some of my college experiences, some of the things I have to go through, you know, in order to make it to the next level, you know, from class to dealing with Coach Izzo to dealing with, you know, having to grind out these beats in college and still be able to, you know, be on top of my hoop game. But, you know, that's enough for me, man. I want to bring on my boy Gio. Gio, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, Sam. What's going on with you?
What it do, man? Well, hey, man, thanks again for joining us today on Sports and Music, doggy. What's the word?
Oh, man, it's all good. Thanks for having me, my G. You already know. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, calling today. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Introduce the world to yourself, man. Let them know who you are, brother.
Well, everybody, you know what I'm saying? First off, thanks for having me. My name is the Almighty Gio Storm. I'm originally from Pittsburgh. And if we want to get into a long catalog of things that I've done, just know that I've ghost written and ghost produced for some of your favorite person. I don't like to put people on blast like that, but I've been in this game for 20 years now. Started off rapping, and of course now it's 30 something years later. And you know, we end up with labels, and we end up developing artists. Begin to pass the torch now. So right now, Stormlight Productions, that's the name of the label. I have four artists that we're working on. Matter of fact, everybody can go to geostormmusic.com and download the Eddie K mixtape import. The dope thing about him is he's from Korea, and when I tell people that, they always bug out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I actually had the pleasure of listening to that album, man. I remember when we first met, man. You gave me a copy of the CD, man. You know, I bumped it. And, you know, I did my thing with it, man. The production was, of course, on point. I love what you did with the production, man. You made them sound like, you know, the way you're supposed to sound, man. You throw them clapping beats behind anybody, you know, they're going to sound great, doggy. Hey, man, let me ask you something.
I mean,
man, you've been in the game for years, man, and me, myself, and I've been, you know, learning and doing my thing and kind of just learning as I go. Let's talk about something that we both have in common, man. You know, we both came from an athletic background, man. Let's talk about how you played ball down there in Texas and how you transitioned to music,
I'm
man. How did that come about?
Yeah. I mean, you know, all of us being from the Midwest to the East Coast, we hoop. You know what I mean? Like, you either play football or you hoop. So I got friends that the NFL, you know, LeVar Arrington, Ty Law, you know, them are some of my closest friends. But when it comes to that hoop rock thing, you know what I'm saying, that was a 24-hour thing, so that's what we did, you know what I'm saying? So it ended up me to A&M, which ended up, you know, with a scholarship, and I was blessed to take that. But it was a curse, which I'm pretty sure you understand, is because while we were living the dream of hooping, we were fiending for something else that we knew we had. So, like, it took me a around the world. It took me to Japan, and we both, you know, come from five-star metro, you know what I mean, camps and all of that stuff, grinding and body hurting through it all. And to wake up one day, I remember I was in my college dorm, and it was, and you got to understand, I've been rapping for 15 years up until this point that I'm getting ready to talk about. I was in my college dorm, and Mex bring the pen on. And I was already wooed out.
Right.
But watching meth, it made me say, you know, I really want to chase that dream. I really want to chase the dream of what we do. So it was the hardest decision of my life. And then when I meet somebody like my man, who made it to the league, who actually can say I was one of a million to make it to the league. What?
Definitely.
I don't understand that. One of a million, my dude.
Right.
That makes it that same dream that we all have coming from an urban situation.
Absolutely.
When you living in the projects, all you see is Mike, and all you see is thinking, well, there's a root court out there. If he could do it, I could do it too. That was the first thing. If he could do it, I could think too. You feel me? So
absolutely.
I mean, but the thing that I love about, you know, coming from the background that we come from is you got to be a team player.
Yeah. And I feel like everything you said is right on, bro. Yeah. It's absolutely correct, man. But I feel like, you know, it's helped us. I mean, for one, we're producers. So, like, once you're a producer, man, you automatically become a team player because it's our job to make others look good.
Yeah.
So I think by playing basketball and, you know, just – yo.
I mean, you got to think about it like this. You got to think about this. When you have a dream of wanting to do it, of really wanting to accomplish something that nobody didn't accomplish because it is a one in a million thing. You literally make all of us proud. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely, man.
Me and you and saying, damn, at least my man, you know, chased his dream. I'm glad I was able to meet you on this side of the dream. But that dream could be detrimental to thing because that's all I thought about was patting that rock, patting the hoop rock. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So once I got finished patting the rock, then I would go write some rhymes. I would go spit. It was the fight, almost like a good and evil fight. It was almost like a good and evil fight because then I wanted to do business. I wanted to know everything that I had to know. And then, you know, my family blew my Uncle Mel, man. You know what I'm saying? He produced it for Dre. And then my cousins and their close friends is over there between Butter, BB-Doo, Infinite. Everybody who kind of made that thing up, I'm sitting up there like, I want a hoop. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
definitely,
I'm like,
man. I feel like.
Great.
Yeah, man. That's perfect because, you know, I think, honestly, man, like everything you just said makes perfect sense because we all know sports and music go hand in hand, man. I feel like that's the main, one of the main premises of this show, man, talking about how, you know, sports and music really tie into each other, man. You know, they try to act like they duck each other, but for the most part, man, you know, a lot of us grew up, you know, musically inclined, you know what I mean? It was basketball, football, and it was music. And those were the things where we were exposed to at young ages. So sometimes I still wonder, like, why do people feel like they're so surprised yet?
And those of us who was really asking to really search about our art wasn't possible. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like,
let me ask you this.
We were gonna do whatever it takes to make our dream happen. You know, and what people don't realize is, you know, coming from the urban environment, coming from the project, you fighting the duck bullets, you fighting the duck the police, you fighting the, you know, just the environment. So when you're hooping, a lot of people didn't know is while I was hooping, I was thinking like crazy.
We'll keep you going every day, man.
I didn't hear you. What you say?
My bad. I said, what's your motivating factor, man? What are some of the things that kind of keep you going every day, man? Whenever you get discouraged or, you know, obstacles may come your way, man. What's some of the things that keep you going?
Kedar, Jeremiah, and Josiah.
Kitties.
Three things that keep me going. Kedar, Jeremiah, and Josiah.
Hmm.
Because I didn't have no daddy. I didn't have none of that. Who cares? It don't matter. When I had the opportunity to become a father, I wasn't going. So if I could literally take my talents and say, damn, my son needs a pair of this, or my kids need this, or this and that, and talent is what can get it. Well, then guess what? I gotta bust my ass all day long. I gotta stay in the studio. I gotta teach. This I gotta teach myself because I got three boys that I don't want to go through confusion of trying to make a way in life like we had to. You got those who have parents that's gonna, you know, make sure that they get through college, make sure that they and that they don't have to worry about certain things that we worried about. Well, you know, if it's left up to us, that's why we got a lot of brothers and sisters that's in the hood for us, because we don't have the same thing. So, you know, our mindset has to be strong. When I'm a strong dad, I have to be, you know, a strong father. So what keeps me going is when my kid comes to the studio and he wants to, you know, find out about a record that I had to find out. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like I had that record. I had to find out about that record. Now he's finding out about that record. Oh, my God, makes me feel wonderful. Makes me know that I'm doing the right thing. So, yeah.
Right. So are your kids, are they into music already?
Yeah, my oldest is the two youngest, you know, still really, you know, into sports and stuff like that. But Kedar, he's a teenager now, so you know what I mean. He want to do with dad. You know what I mean?
Right. Let me ask you this, man. You know, I usually ask a lot of producers that have the ability to rap, you know, rappers/producers, artists. What do you find more enjoying? You know, actually sitting down there banging out beats, or just actually coming up with lyrics and rhyming? Which one? If you had to pick one and just live with that one for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
It can't be none of them. I'm a part of the culture. I've been doing this since breakdancing. I still break. So, but what's my love is biting somebody's head off.
Yeah.
that's my love. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, you know, like you can tell your listeners, when I step in and I hear something dope, I know, you know what I mean? And I'm a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a producer, but if I hear that thing, I gotta go. I gotta put them words together. Because guess what? I come from paying my rent, toe to toe, spitting words at somebody in the 15th floor in the park.
Right. That's what it is.
The beat came because I had to fall in love with the development of my rhymes, you know what I'm saying? If I'm sitting up there and I'm writing, I need beats. And it gets expensive after a while. You see, when I was young, I wasn't hustling like that, you know what I mean? So it got expensive.
Okay. Well, we're about to take this quick commercial break. We're going to come back. I want to ask you a few questions on how you got into production, man. I remember you told me a cool story while we was in the studio. So when we get back, we're going to talk about that question, man. After this quick commercial break. Mo Agar, Sports and Music, GL. Let's go.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Yes. Easy Way Broadcast. And, man, we right back with Mo Agar, the boy Gio. Yeah, man, remember when we, like, one of the first times we met, man, we had a conversation on how we both got into production, man. And your story was pretty intriguing on, you know, it basically stemmed off how much you really wanted to rap. But, you know, those beats became expensive, man. Can we talk about that story, how you got into actually making beats?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It was my time. I had a ghostwriting over at the spot. We both know what spot we're talking about, over at the Mass. A lot of ghostwriting and stuff. And my time came. My time came. And time for me to work on my album. And you know, coming from a small city like Pittsburgh, I depended upon the people that was out here, you know, to make my album what it was supposed to be. So I had my uncle Mailman. I had, you know, my cousin Butter, Stu, of course, DR. I had a lot of people. But when I started hearing about those numbers that, you know, they were selling, especially people, and I'm like, yo, well, how much for these pieces? They was talking, like, numbers that, seriously, that I could only dream about having in my pocket. Like, that. I mean, it was like, it's like, how much you really just came like that? So the question was, well, how much is that MP that you making? Now, I'm a smart guy. You know what I mean? I'm not unintelligent. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, if you know, and this was around a time where MPCs were still $3,000. You understand what I'm saying? Like they were, you know, magic. So I had to do what I had to do to get that. But once I got that, I mean, I had to sit the whole summer, the whole winter, the whole fall, the whole autumn, the whole spring. I had to sit in a house and say, okay, let me take my mindset away from spitting bars and writing people's heads off to really actually learning how to make a record. Because up until that point, I never wanted to learn how to make a record. I didn't care about a beat. I didn't care about transitions. I didn't care about and stuff like that. All I cared about was somebody having $5,000 for me to my head off. And so when it came down to putting out a record, then it was like, whoa, hold on now, a record ain't made off of that around. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's interesting, man.
It's crazy, man. And to this day, I still go through because of the choices that I made with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of funny, you know, because I feel like, you know, like early on, you know, because I started off writing and rapping to myself. And it got to a point, man, I was like, man, I'm online looking for instrumentals every day, man. I'm on my karaoke, my radio, trying to loop four bar beats. Like, you know, when the beat go off and you got like four bars, you know, is left to be able to, you know, get busy on. So I just looped that 1,000 times on my tape deck. And I'm like, man, you know what? I need to start making these beats, man. And then, you know, I met one of my homies, and yeah, I forgot the name of the keyboard, man. I don't even remember the name of the keyboard. So we started making beats on that. And then, you know, I started finding out about more softwares and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, man. So I basically took my whole summer at Michigan State before my freshman year. I was 17, 18 years old. I used that whole summer, man. I was just making beats every single day and just learning how to make beats. So what I did was I was just listening to some of the favorite beats that I liked at the time. And around that time, you know, Eminem and Dr. Dre was a very, very heavy influence on my music at that point. So, you know, I was listening to Eminem and trying to mimic his beats. And I spent hours, bro. I walked around campus with that floppy disk, man. I had a floppy drive and a zip drive. You know the zip drives?
Oh, man, yes, sir. I still got my zip.
Yeah, man. So I used to go around campus with the zip drive and you know, keeping all my beats because I had a little FL Studio, but I had the demo version. So you had to reinstall it on every computer I went through. You remember in college, you know, you had the computer labs. So I used to have to run around and just find a computer lab that was open 24 hours and be in there banging out all night. And then, you know, and eventually, man, you know, I really came to the decision. I'm like, man, one day I really, really want to do this full time, man. So I think I made a decision by, like, I want to say age 19, and I was like, you know what, man, I'm going to make it to the NBA, then I'm going to venture off, I'm going to go ahead and do my music thing, man, and ever since then, you know, I feel like the choice I made was a choice I would never regret, man, because music is a passion, man, it's something I always had in my heart, so, you know, I feel like that choice, like you made a choice when you decided you wanted to bite your heads off, like, at a certain point, so me, I'm like, man, I want to be a producer, man, and be the best producer I possibly can be. And I ultimately, man, let the music guide me throughout, you know, other things. You know what I mean? I saw on Instagram the other day, man, you were suited up, ready to go do some scoring for a movie, man. Let's talk about that, bro. Oh,
man. Well, you know, one of my big homies in the buzz is Antoine
he's another one of the that we looked up. We decided to do his thing, you know what I mean, outside of sports. So, you know, it was just taking a meet, you know, trying to do something other than music. Because right now, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not liking a lot of things that I'm hearing right now. You know what I mean?
Elaborate.
I don't like where music points you. I don't like the laziness of bars that I'm hearing. You know what I mean? I don't like some of the things that are going in hip-hop. You know what I mean? People taking the easy way out. And they're not taking their time and making that thing.
You're absolutely correct, man. I feel like...
And what I'm basically doing is saying, you know what? Okay. I'm not going to fight against the machine. I don't got enough power to fight against the machine.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the qualities went out the window a long time ago.
Yeah, it has. But maybe it's time for us to elevate our game to something different.
Absolutely.
We've been doing this for a long time.
What are you doing? What do you feel like you're doing to contribute to, you know, bring that sound back and bring, you know, the quality back to the music?
Finding young cats that really care. Finding young cats that really the product for their niggas. See, I don't care about my niggas. I love my niggas, but I don't give a fuck about my niggas. You understand what I'm saying?
But them your homies, man. They not keeping it real no more, man. What happened with the homies, man?
I mean, you gotta understand, you know, when what we do, you know what I'm saying, make beats and shit like that. You know, niggas like a free ride. Niggas like a free ride.
Yeah, that's unfortunate,
and,
man.
You know,
I feel like.
And then it comes down to, you know, with the free ride. You know, how loyal are you to me? Because my ass, man, look. And I'll be real with the radio world. I got tons of equipment. You know I do.
Yeah.
But the homies have put me in a position to where I'm actually homeless right now. And we
You know what's sad? The sad part is, man, like that's hip hop though. That's been rap for the last 10-12 years, man.
That's why you can't
the handoff.
That's why you can't be mad at it. But you know what's crazy though? Hold on, because you just spoke up right now. It's calling me right now. The movie guy. So I gotta put you on hold for a second.
Oh, it's all good, brother. Well, I'm sure we'll catch up pretty soon, man. I want to thank you again for joining us on Sports and Music. You know, we got to talk about your sneaker addiction, man.
I'll call about that.
All good, man. We'll figure it out, man. And Geo Storm.
Sports World, y'all listening out there, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, bro.
Thanks.
Peace out. All right, that was Geo Storm. I'm about to take this quick commercial break real quick. You already know. Sports Music with Mo Ager. We'll be back with Rory after this break.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Ager. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yes, we're back once again after the good old commercial break. This is Mo Ager back with Rory, FMS Automotive. You there, Rory?
Yes, sir, I am, Mo.
Hey, man, thanks again for joining us, man. I know you're busy over there doing your thing, man. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Okay. Well, introduce yourself to the world, you know, sports and music.
Well, my name is Rory Stramer, and I work for FMS Automotive. We're a performance-based company that does products for the OEM side of the industry, the original equipment manufacturers, products that you see on your vehicles, exterior components, spoilers, splash guards, side moldings, body kits, things of that sort. We also do a line of custom vehicles as well.
Absolutely, man. Well, I had the pleasure of actually visiting your factory a few times, man. You have some really cool things in there. You know, Louis Mayo gave me a grand tour of the Beatles, and you know, I had a chance to go out there to Willow Springs and see some other things you guys had going. So, man, how did you get into cars, man? You know, I know you briefly told me the story, but you know, tell the world how you got into it.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. You know, I really wasn't into the car side in the beginning of my career. It just kind of happened as time went on. Actually, I started out in restaurant business and then got into the automotive business about 20 years ago. So it's been a quite a venture for me, and getting to know the ins and outs of the vehicles and paint applications and assemblies, and you know, it's been a great opportunity to be able to get into this field.
Right. I remember you telling me when I was there, it's going on about 19 years now?
Yep, 19 going into my 20 years, and it's all been here at FMS Automotive, or Foam Molders and Specialties is the parent company. We do quite a bit of other manufacturing as well. You know, we do for the aerospace and also medical industry, but the automotive is really where I've spent all my time.
Right. Let's talk about this. I mean, I remember you telling me you started off in the restaurant business. What made you actually transition over to, you know, automotive parts and stuff like that? And what was the process? You know, was it an easy process? Was it stressful? Was it, a sacrifice?
Always stressful. The automotive business itself is a very stringent business, a lot of detail to what we do. So it's just learning all the requirements that are needed. As far as transitioning, it was a tough transition. You know, in the past, when I was working in the restaurant business, I had gone it was about the mid-80s to the late 80s that things started kind of downturning into the restaurant business. In the late 80s, there's a recession and so on, and business went down, so I kind of had to look at different opportunities. And this opportunity came up, and let me tell you, it was a totally different atmosphere going into a manufacturing setup as opposed to a restaurant, and it was a big change for me. But I just had to get in and start learning it, and it was one day at a time for, you know, the first few years. You know, because I was getting into the paint side of it, which it kind of goes with the restaurant side, you know, is all about measurements, liquid measurements, formulas, you know, just like recipes. So that side of it went pretty cool.
Right. So you would say some of the things you learned over in the restaurant business pretty much helped you in your formula over at in automotive parts?
Yeah, it sure did. You know, it really helped me out, and also in dealing with people and, you know, really communicating, because it was a one-on-one to, you know, the community. And that was a big opportunity for me to really get to know people and be able to talk and you know, have a lot of back and forth with the customers or vendors here as well. So that helped out tremendously, too.
That's pretty cool. Let's talk about that cool Beetle you have, you know, the black one with the orange interior. Like, Louis keeps telling me how that's a favorite of yours, you know, and I saw it a few times in a video, and I had the pleasure of actually doing some of the music for one of the videos that it was featuring in. So, Julia, thank you for the opportunity, by the way. But let's talk about favorite car over there.
Absolutely. It was a work of passion, you know, and when we got into this particular project, I had actually taking the Volkswagen, it was started out as a 1970, and then we did a pretty large modification customization to the car, and I actually had it sitting in my garage in multiple pieces for about 13 years. It was my oldest son's to begin with, and then from that point we were looking at a project for SEMA last year, and the new Beetle came out. And we had looked at a theme to be able to bring back as a tribute the old Beetle, the 56, and compare it to today's age, the new Beetle, for the 2012 model. And that's what we really was the image for that. And when we went into the renderings and started doing proposals, the car came out to be more of what my favorite aspects of the 50s, 60s, and 70s all put together were. So it was the top and the back end of the car is all 56. The front end of it is a 63. And then it's sitting on a 1970 IRS suspension. And that was just the perfect combination for me.
Sounds good, brother. The only thing is you know, I know a few things about cars, but some of those things you just say, I have no idea what the word you said it was sitting on. What is it called again?
What's that?
You said it was sitting on it. What was it called?
Oh, it's the 1970 pan. It's the lower suspension.
Okay.
The body and the pan are two separate components, and the body work was all the customization. And the lower end, we did 100%. Every single piece was touched and redone. So it's all brand new technology, you know, from the 70s, actually, and some of the current model technologies that we built into the car. But it also shows all the vintage age from the interior. We upgraded it to the leather, a nice Porsche Cayenne leather and headliner. It worked out really well with the old dash and just the early model interior that we had done to it as well.
Absolutely. How does it feel? You know, you've been in the business almost 20 years. How does it feel to be working with one of the largest car companies in the world, in Volkswagen and Audi?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we've done business with the Volkswagen Audi group now since 1998, and it's been quite an adventure. You know, there's been a lot of new technologies. There's been a lot of new products. Innovations have just grown leaps and bounds for this particular customer, and it's a great opportunity to be able to work with them hand in hand with these types of projects.
Mm. Yeah, and one thing I've noticed, you know, you guys are working with Louis Mayo, a good friend of mine, and he's been, you know, doing a tremendous job with you guys' videos and just branding the company, man, just making it a fresh company. And you guys are really becoming popular on Twitter, as I can see on a daily basis when I'm checking my tweets. I mean, I'm constantly seeing FMS pop up on my timeline. How does it feel to actually have some youngsters over there, you know, just kind of vamping things up?
Well, that's much appreciated, and Louis's been a huge support here at the company. And when we've added on the videos and really started promoting the FMS automotive side, it's only been recently and basically since SEMA of last year, and we introduced it, you know, the brand name at SEMA last year as well. A lot of the times you don't see our brand name up in the front side because we're actually doing it for a manufacturer, and you'll see their corporate names on all the products that are going out as if you were purchasing it as a customer. But it's been great. I mean, we've got our FMS Automotive website up and going now as well, and that's showing a lot of the up-and-coming projects, programs, and, you know, different innovations and opportunities we offer our customers as well. But our marketing group is just worked out tremendously, and you know, we appreciate all your inputs and Louis as well. And, you know, it's actually been a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, man, I'm actually enjoying it. It's pretty cool. Real quick, man, before we get you off, can you talk about some of the things that keep you going every day? What are your motivations? What keeps you hungry, you know, to continue to do what you're doing?
You know, it's all about new, you know, new technology, new innovations, new ways of conserving the environment based on the vehicles and what those changes are today. Those are the types of things that keep me going every day. Because it's always something new. You know, you're always learning something new. You're always seeing something different. And the automotive manufacturers are just, you know, growing tremendously these days, thank goodness, from the 2008 activities when everything went down. But now the innovations are just incredible. And, you know, that's really what keeps me driving.
That's
always
great.
Looking at that new stuff.
Oh, it's always new, you know, new and better, new and improved, and it's always going to continue to get better and innovative. Let me ask you something. Well, could you actually, you know, give some advice to to young individuals trying to get into your actual field, what advice would you give youngsters? Is what I'm trying to say.
You know, the advice I would give is stick to it, because it's not easy. I have to say it's a grueling industry, and there's a lot of pluses, but there's also a lot of minuses to it as well. And I'd have to say the positives far outweigh any of the negative, and that's just the daily activities as well. You know, based on projects and project timelines and due dates, and you know, those are the things that really you know, are more of the overall pressures of the job. You know, but it. The satisfying end result when you see that project car, or you see your work out there in the general public. You know, I can drive down the street and see the products that we make on the cars, and I know it. You know, they wouldn't have any idea about it, but you know, I get a personal satisfaction out of that, and that's what I have to say to young people looking to get into the automotive industry, is just, you know, stick to it.
Stay to it. That's it, man. It sounds like pretty much everything in life right now, you know, just sticking to it, believing in it.
It is.
You know, and going after it. Well,
it is.
I want to thank you once again for joining us. I know you're busy over there at the factory. So, you have a website? You know, we can all come, you know, kind of check you guys out and, you know, keep up with your progress.
Yes, sir. I sure do. It's FMS, Frank Mary Sam, automotive.com. We always have something new and other events going on, you know, the different events that we're attending to with the vehicles. We just finished up a couple car shows in this last month, and, you know, it's great, you know, I have to say. And, you know, Mo, I really appreciate you taking the time and having me on your show, and, you know, it's been awesome.
Man, I appreciate it. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to work with you guys, you know, by providing you guys with music and, you know, bringing those videos to life. They're already great, but, you know, I thank you so much for allowing me to be able to come on board with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And let me tell you, the music makes it, and we appreciate all your inputs, and it's actually made a lot of the videos what they are today, and just keep up the good work.
I really appreciate it. All right, have a nice day, man. I'll come visit you guys later on.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Good. Thanks a lot, Roy.
Take care.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, we back sports and music with Mo Egger. And, you know, that's Roy over at FMS Automotive doing some really good things in the auto industry. Right now I'm going to play you guys one of the songs off my album, Motown. This is Everything Official, ETO. I'll be right back after this song. Peace.
What up, Wynn?
Yeah.
Talk, what up?
Everything official.
Hey, man, we going home with this one. Jiggy Freddy. Hey, Shine B. Dillon. Hey, what's good, Bab?
Everything official.
DJ.
Everything
I want to talk to you for a minute.
Everything official. Yeah.
What up, though? Welcome to Motown, a.k.a. Yeah, it's about to go down. Oh, wow. Yeah, he about to clown now. Out the country. Where he about to go now? Beach house. Making beats on the beach. It feels good. Standing all on my feet. And I don't say it to brag, but to motivate. Gotta be a warrior, homie, Golden State. You people want green and white, then go to state. All my true Spartan dogs, they gon' relate. In the motherland, going in on potent steak. Fresh fruit or divine, homie, them potent grapes. It feels good to be official. You ran it around with that fake dough. Ain't got enough bread to pay for your whims and dental. That ain't the whip, cuz we all know it's rental. Before I sell my soul, I read the rolling pinto. I feel like Marley, Martin Luther, and Marvin. Feeding people, they starving. Feeding people the garden. Adam Eve in the party. Polly and Bob Ferraris and new Ataris. And how we go on bank like a Barclay. Check. Let me grab my Barclays and run up the block because I'm fresh up out my car seat. Kevin James, nah, I ain't a grown up yet, but like Jerome Bett for that grown up check.
Lately round my waist, I'm shining. Top peel back, bad chick riding. Cause everything official, everything official. And you can tell I'm grinding. By the way, my wrist blinding.
Hey,
do it like I do it, I'm a beast. Throwing at your head, RG3. Product of the zoo, yeah, boy, I'm an animal. Feasting on these rappers like they edible. Cannibal, damn, I'm dope. CEO, all official click, that's the business. Bad girls club, keep a house full of. Switcher full of cryptochrona, kinda light. I got these. On that molly, I ain't trying to wipe. Not tonight, strictly pipe. Sloppy toppy, rock my mic. Finna blow up like dynamite. Check my light, I'm shining bright. Living up to all my hype. Matter of fact, I'm under hype. Instead of chasing these, better get your paper right. I'm flying in the spaceship that's headed to outer space. I'm amazing, the flow is blazing. Hazing them like they pledging. Been nice since I was 11. My verse is going to heaven. I'm living life, no regret. Jet setting, everything official. This that real real, that real feel, that Kill Bill. I'm so trill, she's so fine. I got a boyfriend, but I'm a steal, cause I'm fly like the Air Force. Cause I might as well be the airport. My time coming, these lames know what my game plan is. I can't blow it, papered up like wallpaper. Ball hard, all haters. I'm cashing out like cash out. Them bad birds get smashed out. Keep Ben Franks in them 501. Ben Franks in that duff. Ben Franks in them safe. Benefits of that hustle, Tom.
Woo. Everything official down.
Everything official, everything official, everything official, everything official, everything official,
everything official, money. We count figures, you ain't talking about money unless it by double digits. In the block, doing good this year, we doing numbers. Stand down all winter to do it up in the summer. Torn bras piled up in the fifth, this where it's at. Ballet in the front and it coming in through the back. Junk in with a, I'm coming in with a, of that loud 100 bottles. And yeah, we in all black. House party in the lobby. Yeah, we in the lobby. Then we all headed up to them suites. It ain't a problem. Cashed out everything all night. Need no receipt. All the moves we made today, tomorrow we gon' repeat. Got a call from the plug. He asked me, do I want it? Dropped them off about 22 pounds. They all 100. We ain't counting up the paper no more. Wearing no whistle. That's $1 million flip in a day. It's all official.
You leave out my way, some shining. Back, back, she riding. Everything official. Yeah, yeah. Everything official. Yeah. And you can tell I'm grinding. The way my wrist is blind. Everything official. Everything official.
Everything is official, baby.
Yeah, I'm on top, I know it's hard for you to see though. Been around the world, bought the name of C-Mo. And still fly it in the Beetle with my John Lennon on. Keeping me cool as Mojito. Home topper, Burj Khalifa. Feeling like I'm closer to Jesus, telling me I'm a leader. Cop mama a new cheetah, shout out to Peter. Fat lady ain't saying yet, shout out to Rita. Yeah, I'm fly, I'm the Easter man here. And your clothes tight like pizza pans gear. And I hope my fans is listening clear. I just go and get the money like the pizza man here. Not to dwell on your fake, how y'all gonna hate now? It's kinda hard to hear you dog way out in Cape Town. Listen, cause I'm walking by faith now. So it's no biggie for me to fly out the States now. Layover, Dubai, stay the night. Why not? Wake up, catch a flight. Shout out to my future wife, she got me right. Upgraded to newer heights, not a Claybaugh wife. Never been a scholar, only got referrals. Now I'm meeting at the tallest building in the world. And meeting people that barely speak any English, but they recognize the G when they see me shine like a pearl. Yeah, and keep it funky like lunch meat. One hand in my pants like Al Bundy. On the couch watching Beavis and Butthead. I'm laughing at you little rascals looking like buckwheat. From the D to the hill, call me Axel Foley. Mine is the swag and the badge, shout out to phony. Shout out to them fake homies, y'all know y'all own me. Keep making them heat rocks, Dre told me.
Now they gon' call the kid Maui.
Maui.
Or stop Kihei 3-day shout.
I'm
back in the airport, there for a gear shift like tugging the whip. Peace out. I'm back from back to the future. Somebody make fly, I never touch the hookah. I ain't sipped in years. If I did not stop, I'm less like to be the shooter. Still killing them soft. Peace, Luther. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Pop 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad, my pops are still set. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Pop 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad, my pops are still set.
Pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Then I'd rather pay the toll. Ain't worried about the swag, and then I worry about my role. Wake up, 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 wake up.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Man, I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swagger, man, I'm worried about my role. Sometimes I wake up wondering how I'm gonna do this, when the stakes is higher, homie, than Ruth Chris. Look, man, this game ain't easy. Please believe my dog, this game is ruthless. But I ain't stopping, I'ma go harder and harder for my mother and my unborn daughter. I feel like it's my order to be the best and be the best and be the less. Defeat the stress, been feeling like I need the rest. Sleep with death, till the end, I'ma keep it official, homie, who needs a rest? I need a breath to blow you cowards out the water. Sleep the best.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. And I'd rather save a soul, I ain't worried about the swag, I'm never worried about my role. Wake up, wake up.
Get 'em, so I got 'em.
Yeah.
X plus one, now that's what I call a problem.
Right.
Dope lounge rapper till I'm gone. Conquest rider, gotta grind on the map. Living so there's no manana. Mama ain't raised no fool nor a daughter.
Nope.
Brothers ain't raised no punk, we out of order.
Yeah.
It's funny how when beef get real, one letter can mean the difference between laughter and a slaughter. Blades get waved while ways get paid. Slaves get caged while chains get made. Cake gets baked, niggas get realer. Time goes on as the sickest get iller. Spitter need a spittle, horse on the front of. Niggas get laid down soon as they run up. Eggie's been dope since veins met a needle tip. Or the day God said throw a son up.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, shining down my gold. Then I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swag, I'm never worried about my role. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Blacks in Detroit exercise more power than blacks anywhere in the city of the United States. And we refuse in the city of Detroit to kiss their behind.
Let's get it.
My Detroit players.
Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them Crockett hallway. Northland all day. Where goons catch bodies over shades with Collier. Mama, it feels like I left the nest again. I'm on the west grinding harder than the Mexican. Me and hard work, we can be the bestest friends. Cause we moving on up like a Jefferson. Cause I remember on Jefferson. Who got Barkley phone? Well, they got weapons in. Run those. Goons and they gumpo. Better take them kicks off quick. Never mind the popo. Man, them West Side boys is acting up again. Yo, them living noise boys back in the trap again. Gang squad outside cracking heads. And the Muslims still holding up the traffic, man. Giant Slide had the whole hood jumping. Bail out shootings at the whole hood run. We out, the whole hood hooked on alley crates. Look, I'm surprised I never pulled nothing. Focus, hope, saved the whole household. But box cheese and powder milk, that was gross though. He ain't really mad at y'all cause we was broke though. Now we on top of the world screaming, what up though?
My Detroit players, my Detroit players.
Yeah, we made it all the way to Sunset, baby.
My Detroit players, my Detroit players, my Detroit players.
I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from the crack your hallway. North Flam all day. We're going to catch bodies over shades of tall.
Could it be the being gayest that's making people hate us? What you talking about? We something like the greatest. Hold it tight because we known for taking ladies. Take your ladies. We ain't playing with ya. Pat it up how you like me. Dirty glove on my back. 313. Yeah, we getting money. Stack it to the sky, sky, it ain't even funny. But steady on the grind, and we never stop, stop. Keep your eyes open, cause we coming like we mob. You know what it is. Tricks only for the kids, for the kids, yeah.
Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them cracky hallways.
Yep. Once again, man, it's an episode with Sports and Music with Mo Agger. I want you to quick congratulations. Back-to-back champions, you know, LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Ray Allen. You know, the new guys did what they had to do. But check us out next week. We'll be back again. Same time, same time.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agger, only on Easy.